How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with this very croaky Susie Ruffle.
Yes, and me, Tom Allen. Suze, it suits you, actually.
Do you think?
I like it. What? I feel quite powerful. Yes, I think so, too, in a sort of, well, a little bit of a Deirdre Barlow way.
I like that.
Yeah, you're going to have that. What? Tell the listener why. Why you're croaky?
I was on the road this weekend doing Big Kick Energy Live, which is the football podcast that I do.
And she does more than one podcast.
I do more than one podcast. I'm so sorry, guys. And the trains were conspiring against us.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
And Tom, you had this issue just a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Oh.
You know, you do your best. You do your best.
You do your best. And I think, well, I was going to say, particularly if you're traveling at weekends, but actually my beef is on a Monday. So, It is annoying when
the trouble is when they go, when you go, well, we're on strike, and you go, okay, I understand, we need to strike, so we're only going to have this one train going, and you go, okay, well, I'll book the one train, and then the one train's like, sorry, this train's just now not leaving Edinburgh, and you're like, you told me there will be one train, and now I'm here and I'm stuck.
That's right. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But it's okay. We got in a car. We were in Newcastle. Our show finished.
How did you get in?
There was a tour car.
Okay, good.
That was going as far as Leicester. So we got on a tour car. The car then took us to East Midlands, from East Midlands. The show finished at 5:30, 5:45, and I got into my house at 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
It was such a long way. It was so far. And so I think I've just got sort of, I also didn't eat. And I don't know when I'll learn. I don't know when I will learn.
Not even a flapjack at a station?
We didn't stop at a service station because there was one train.
You had to get that one going. Train.
There was one train that was running that we could pick up from East Midlands. But we had like 10 minutes of things to go wrong. It's quite dramatic.
That is dramatic. I mean, what were the other options? You would have had to stay in a field or something.
Yeah, sleep in a field. Sleep in a stable.
Stable, that would be dramatic.
Very dramatic and sort of, you know, quite festive.
Very festive, yes.
But you know, we got back. We got back.
The main thing is you got back. And
I'm here, but I feel like I got a bit ill from the journey.
Was this yesterday?
This was yesterday. This was Saturday, and so.
But it takes it out of you.
Well, the thing is that the three-year-old doesn't hugely respect the fact that my travel has been encumbered by train strikes.
Yeah.
She's more like, Mama, let's play. Come on down and play.
Oh, of course.
Of course. She doesn't know.
Of course. She doesn't know. But that sounds dramatic, yes?
Yeah, it was just a bit of a faff. But listen, the shows were fab. But the travel and the travel.
A cup of coffee.
Oh, hello, Alfred.
And some toast. He doesn't want to be
toast as well. He's in his PJs. What does he wear to bed? Negligee?
Yes, it's one of those ones that, thank you, Alfie, buttons right up to the top with a frilly cotton.
Like the sort of thing that Sandy wears in...
In the sleepover in Greece.
Yeah, when she sings Hopelessly Devoted.
Yeah. And they all sing Sandy D at her.
Yes. Is he going to go outside later and sing that song on a swing?
Yeah, what? Rizzo's one?
No, I was talking more about Hopelessly Devoted.
Oh, he might go and sing that. Yeah.
Remind him he must stand on the key change.
Oh, good advice.
Now, step. There's no
that
bit. Just so everyone knows.
That sounds like it came from experiences.
Well, listen, it's not. Greece was my favourite film growing up.
Was it?
I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but we've done 300 episodes, so there's only so much we can go on.
This won't be the first time we've repeated it.
My granddad taped Grease for me on a VHS because he thought I'd like it. But the first bit of it, he taped over one of his own Westerns. And so I always thought the first bit of Grease was like, it never made sense to me because they were all in a Western and then all of a sudden they were in a high school. And then years later, I went to see it at the Pictures when they re-released it. And they had, well, they had the scene at the beginning on the beach. And I was like, why have they changed it? It was perfect as it was. And it was just, I'd never had the official VHS.
I wonder if this was a thing though, because there was always a scramble of like, oh God, there's something on now.
Find a VHS.
We need to tape it. We need to find a VHS. No, not that one.
Because that's there one? Got...
And because that's got, no, I haven't seen that yet. No, I need to, and then, so something we found, and then similarly, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly the same. Didn't record. Didn't record at the beginning. So just the house just turned up, just the girl walked out of her house.
You're like, God, why is she making such a drama about this?
Why is she making such a drama about it?
She just got up.
She just got up, walked out. She's got a woman under the house. What? That and Flash Gordon.
What is Flash Gordon?
I always describe it as Star Wars for gays.
Okay.
It's camp space fighting.
Oh, it's camp space fighting.
Yeah. Very camp.
There was a flasher in Portsmouth we used to refer to as Flash Gordon that sometimes flashed us on our way home from school.
Oh, my God.
Which I appreciate now is sort of a very harrowing thing. Just like people go, oh, God, that's horrific. But when I was at school, I remember a man just shaking his bits, wearing a Mac. There was a group of us and we all found it hilarious, but obviously...
Well, I think that's about empowering yourself, isn't it? In a situation
I think he felt very empowered. Don't worry.
But like trying to... Laughter can be a tool there, I think, too.
I think you might be right.
So I didn't... But didn't that happen outside the swimming baths? Was there a story you used to tell about?
To me... Maybe.
And your mum was there?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Oh, my God, Tom, yes.
Sometimes these memories come back to me. I'm not a clairvoyant. That's not me going, I'm seeing a swimming pool. I'm seeing
great name. Great name for a drag queen.
Clairvoyant, yes. Yeah, that would be really a good one.
There must be one called Clairvoyant, mustn't there?
Well, you'd hope so. Just to go back to that, was that Flash Gordon as well, or was that? That's somebody else.
I don't know. It might have been a recasting.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And my mum said something like, I'll ignore that dirty old bastard.
Again, strength that's empowering.
And that's what we all did. Yeah. I mean, a different time. I had the same situation with Oliver Twist. He didn't flash me, but with recording it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, watched that so much.
Same.
It there were bits where it sort of wibbled because it had been worn so much because I'd played the tape so much. I'd rewind and go back all of Nancy's bits because that's who I wanted to be. I'd rewind it, go back, rewind it.
Good Nancy,
with this voice, as long as he needs me.
You can play Bill Sykes with that voice.
Oh, and I'd get that lovely dog, Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Bullseye. They're I'll lovely dogs. Done,
why don't we do that as a duet one day?
Oh,
it's not a song they sing together, though, is there?
No. What, are you playing Nancy and me playing Bill Sykes?
Either way, I don't mind.
Do you have Bill Cameron-Wright's number?
No.
Cameron McIntosh?
No.
Oh. But what use are you in the gay space?
I know, No connections, nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. My dad always used to laugh when... we'd go to a restaurant and the waiter would say, is everything all right?
Is everything all right?
Is everything all right? Because, dad came from that accent.
So I love it. I love it. Well, listen, if anyone's casting a new production of, a West End production of Oliver Twist, do think of Tom and I.
Do bear us in mind. We are available. Reimagined.
Do you know who you'd be good at?
Go on.
What's he called? Is it Mr. Bumble?
I'd like to be Harry Secombe, yes.
Boy for sale.
One boy for sale.
That's the thing. I think that, you know, if you really tapped into that lower register, There's a lovely voice there waiting to be discovered.
Well, it's got no, there's no discipline to it, of course, Suze. It's got,
but there's no discipline to you.
There's no discipline to me, so it would be a very, it would be a very scatty version of
what, like da 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 da, one boy for sale, ba ba do 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 do. That's scatting, isn't it?
Yes,
skibbity da do,
ba ba da boo da ba. Lovely scat.
We're going to get funding for this Oliver show. People are going to be knocking down our doors.
Oh yeah, jazzy version, and everybody's camp.
Everyone's camp. Oh, go on, give me a bit more.
There you go. See, I'm trying to remember some of the other ones. Where's love? That's always been a depressing moment, I was thinking of.
Yeah, I never loved that bit. And then he would like look longingly at the picture of his mother.
Oh yes, how did he have a picture of her anyway? Thought he was poor. And
what, poor people didn't have pictures?
They didn't.
Well,
have
no, she was
then.
Wealthy, wasn't she? But he was out of wedlock. Well, isn't that the story? And then she died.
Was it out of wedlock? Was that how?
I think that was the story.
Yeah, I never understood it. When it goes to Mr. Brownlow's house. Is Mr. Brownlow? And I always think, whenever I've been away from home actually for a long time, and then I sleep in my own
bed.
I always feel like Oliver when he sleeps in the nice bed and looks out the window and they sing Who Will Buy, which is my favourite song.
Of course it is.
I would like to, that's the part I would play all of the characters in Who Will Buy.
The lady that sings Any Milk Today, Mistress.
In that one. And
Will You Buy My Sweet Red Roses? Is that one?
Penny blooms for a penny. I would also play the galloping sort of schoolmaster that goes through the square. And then there's the nannies going along with the prams.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing, isn't it? Because I suppose, I wonder how many takes they would have had of a huge number.
Mm.
But like, it's not like today where they could have.
Oh, no.
Like they would have. I wonder how much of it is like one long take.
Well, I don't know.
Because it would be like, it's like one big theatrical piece, isn't it?
Well, apparently, my dad would always say that that was the film that showed the world that Britain could make musical films. Because up until that point, it had only been America.
Is that right?
I think, on the whole, I think, yeah.
On the whole, I haven't seen that. What's that about?
On the whole is the camp reimagining of Oliver Twist.
Good stuff.
Yeah, on the whole, that's a good name for a night.
Yeah. Yes. If anyone's looking for a new club night, please.
Anybody, please. That's licensed by us now. The very protective of the brand. It's a lovely, I do love it. That consider yourself. I find a bit annoying. But,
yeah.
And also the fact that Mark Lester is being dubbed when he's singing.
Is that the boy that plays Oliver?
Yes.
Yeah. He's dubbed by like a 40-year-old soprano, isn't he?
Is that right?
No, that was a lie.
Love that.
But I would love it if it was. It's Elaine Page.
He's like, yeah, that's the thing. That's the only person they could find to do it. It's Elaine Page.
But that's like lots of films in those days. Like Audrey Hepburn's dubbed, isn't she, in My Fair Lady?
Oh, can you imagine? Imagine being Julie Andrews and they're like, you've done so well doing this show in the West End and on Broadway. You're incredible. So we're going to make a film of it. Great. We're going to cast Audrey Hepburn in your part. What? She can't sing, I know. You'd be like, well.
Was that prior to like Sound of Music and?
No, I think it gave her the fire to go on and do. I think so. And was it Mary Poppins you won the Oscar for? Mm-hmm. I think.
I believe so.
I think that was after. That was
we
after.
Watched that again the other day. I know we've spoken about Mary Poppins on the show before, but we watched Mary Poppins the other day and it is still so good.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's still so good.
Dear Glynis Johns just recently left us.
She has indeed.
Yeah, who thought?
Great number, that one.
Great number. Yeah.
Love it.
Votes for women, 7 times. Our daughters' daughters will adore us. Yeah. Lovely. And The Bank.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Which I'm convinced is based on what was the Midland Bank in London, if ever you've been to the bar and restaurant complex called the Ned.
Oh, really? Oh, it probably was.
It must have been because it's exactly the same. Because they
do you know if they shot it? They could have shot it there.
Well, if you look, it looks like a set. I went back and looked at it. It looks like a set, but it's very much based on, I would say, and where they come out of the boardroom, I would say, is where the lifts are. if you've ever been to the Ned. Oh,
I've never been to the Ned.
Reference. You've never been there, Suze?
I've never been to the Ned, no.
Oh, Suze, you'd like it there.
Even though I've married someone that works in the finance sector.
Yes, that's never been right up their street.
No, Alice doesn't like it.
Too leery.
Too worky.
Mm, I can imagine that. It'd be like us going to a theatre bar.
A piano bar, which we would yeah, which we'd love.
Well, Alfie said there's a musical theatre bar you can go along and sing at.
Well, yeah, I think there's a couple, yeah.
I didn't know about that. I knew there was one in Edinburgh.
I think there's one in London that I think happens at that, you know, that downstairs club they say it's a private members bar, but it's really not. It's next door to where Stranger Things is now.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
The Phoenix Arts Club. They do it in there, I think.
Oh, and it used to be the case at the Players, I think.
Where's the Players? Players.
Opposite Heaven.
Yeah, okay. Heaven must be missing a player.
I mean, so good. So, Suze, this tiredness really suits you.
Does it? The croaky voice and the mediocre puns.
Please, not mediocre at all. Wonderful.
Oh, please.
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 Please. Please.
So, Thomas, tell us what you've been up to this weekend. You've been on the radio?
Well, I was doing the Virgin Radio show yesterday, which was a lot
Virgin
of fun.
Virgin Radio.
That's the one. Lovely show there. Yeah, lovely Sunday afternoon. Very much enjoying that. And then on, what was I doing at the rest of the weekend? On Friday, I just had a meeting and I had a Friday night off, which was a real treat.
What did you do?
Well, Suze, we had Hunter's Chicken.
Oh, yes. I went to my acupuncturist the other day and she was making, I said, it smells very nice down here. She said, I'm having Hunter's Chicken for tea.
What? She was, do you do your acupuncture? She did the acupuncture in the kitchen?
Yeah. No. I could just.
On the chopping board?
She'd put it on. Yes. She lays me out. She stuck 6 pieces of garlic up my ass. Is this weird?
Wraps you in bacon.
Anyway, my back's much better. So that's...
Bit of melted cheese on top. Good to go.
Yeah, good to go.
Oh, nice.
She put it in the slow cooker.
Oh, she's one of those. Oh, mm-hmm. Surprised she didn't just stick a few needles in it and twist them.
Well, I mean, I think it works.
Yes, well, yeah. But we had a Hunter's Chicken. Not a whole treat. We just had a Hunter's Chicken. A broccoli and homemade chips with a few spices on top of the chips. And we did a bit of how much does this portion cost? Have you ever done that?
No.
It was like just over £2 each. I thought that was good.
That is really good. You know? That's really good. That's also really middle age vibes.
Yeah.
For you there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Student, middle age.
That's us.
Are you going to start doing those TikTok videos where you're like, for just £2, you could have
and then like, this yeah. with this yeah. and this. I would like to do that, actually. Yeah, I'd be good at that, wouldn't I?
I think it would suit you.
Yes, it would, rather. It was lovely. We watched the end of a Miss Marple we'd started watching, and then I realised it didn't make any sense to us. And I think we went to bed. That's great.
I think they often don't make sense.
Well, they're often very complicated at the end. There's often a detail. You go, oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, it was all to do with the book that someone had put in their drawer.
Yeah.
Cut away to for 3 seconds.
Or, you know, in the golden era of them, to my mind, the Joan Hickson era, often people had moustaches. But if there's two characters with moustaches, it's quite difficult to remember who's who.
Yeah.
A lot of them all look
I can't
same,
tell you and Alfie apart when you've both got a beard.
That's the thing. That's why he has to shave it off. So, you know, make of that what you like.
I'll make of it what I like. But that's nice. It's lovely to have a Friday night off. I think that's the main thing with being a comic. I remember so much when you're starting out, well, not even starting out, when you're making a go of it for your career and then you're sort of doing the clubs and different things, Friday nights would be the nights that I'd find the hardest because quite often you'd be on a train somewhere and you'd be very aware that your work was starting as everyone else's was finishing and you'd get text messages saying, we're going to this pub, are you about?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, no, I'm going to Reading to play an arts centre.
You'd be leaving everyone else's kind of merriment sober.
Yes. And then what I'd always do is I'd try and meet my friends in the pub afterwards and then I'd try and catch up and end up pissed.
Of course. Yes, of course.
But I guess that's just me.
Yeah. No, it's... No, different times, but it's nice to have a bit of weekend time. We did also have a cup of coffee in the garden, which was really nice. Just enjoyed the
garden. The weather was nice yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very nice. Some tulips. My brother and his partner got me some tulips for Christmas, and I forgot to plant them, and I thought nothing will come of these now.
But they've come. They've popped.
They've come. They've popped. Absolutely good thrilled.
Love to see it.
Oh, absolutely delighted, let me tell you. And the bluebells are starting to come through now.
We had the Brighton Marathon yesterday.
Well, that's exciting. Did you go out and have a look?
We went out and had a look, but you can also hear it from my house.
Well, what people are like, go on, keep running.
No, you can hear the sort of megaphone of the person going, okay, we're having the third team starting now.
Where does it start? In the park?
Yes.
In Preston Park?
Yes. Yeah, it's very good. And he doesn't listen to the show, but I think it's worth a shout out. My brother's dear friend, Dale, came first in the wheelchair races.
Dale?
Yeah, came first. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. 26
miles. I know, I messaged
miles.
Him. I was like, hey, how'd you get on? He was like, yeah, I came first. So that's incredible.
Wow.
Incredible stuff.
Over hills and dales.
I don't know if there's many dales. That feels quite northern to me, isn't it? Like the Yorkshire Dales. Mm.
But his name is Dale, so I just...
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. See, I feel a bit rough.
Dale. No. It was a bit of a cryptic...
You're doing cryptic crosswords. Can you do a cryptic crossword?
No, I wish I could. It's all too... It gets me annoyed.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Will Duggan tried to explain it to me on tour, and I nearly fell out with him.
He would be somebody who'd be good at them, yeah. If you can do them, you're like...
It's like he was speaking French to me. I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yes, it was...
I don't understand!
It's nonsense. And it's like, farmer of three wants to get some toast. And you're like, what does that mean?
And then it'll be like, oh, it's Charles the First. You're like, how?
Yeah.
What? How is it Charles the First?
And it'll be like, well, if it says farmer, then it's often an anagram of an O and then...
Of monarchy, like, but it doesn't even have the same letters.
Yeah, but if it says children, then it's...
You change it to kid, and that's actually a goat.
It means that you make a goat, and then that's actually a...
So it's Meryl Streep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very like that.
Oh, don't get it.
Don't get it either.
Don't get it. Brain doesn't work in that way.
Does.
So soz. And what have you got coming up for this week?
Well, this week we've got some recordings of The Apprentice. You're fired.
You're fired.
And then I'm back on tour, going to Halifax, the home of Roundtrees, and Liverpool this week.
What, the Swedes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm just excited. When I saw it on the train once, on the sign, not to bring up trains.
Will you have some fruit pastels?
Well, no, it said the home of Quality Street, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. That's very nice. Liverpool will be very fun. As will Halifax.
I'm looking forward to both, yeah.
I once played the cafe area in the Halifax Theatre.
Oh.
And it was such a long journey. I think it was about 6 hours there, 6 hours back. And when I got there, about 16 people were there. It was a club gig. I was so new. And I was hosting, so I couldn't get away.
Oh.
But, you know, we actually had quite a fun time.
I bet those people remembered a lovely time.
But it was quite... gutting to drive all that way.
Well, you know. I feel like there's a theme today. It's very much the
long journeys of my life.
The long, yeah. Well,
I'm actually pitching nice that as a book.
Yeah, you should. The long Michael Portillo's made his life.
Listen.
No one's arguing with Michael.
No one's arguing with those red trousers.
No way. See them coming a mile off.
Shall we have?
Mm.
A quick bit of audience participation.
Oh, I'd love that. Can I have a bite of this toast that Alfie's brought in?
You do that, and I'll read this. Oh God, what a lovely crunch!
Alfie made the bread.
Pardon. Okay, right. Hi, Susie and Tom, a long-time listener, first-time correspondent here. Having just heard of Tom's bacon-filled hot cross buns, I've paused the pod because I simply must get in touch. I find great delight in mixing sweet and savoury flavours. I think bacon and hot cross buns sounds utterly delicious, and I thought Tom should be applauded for breaking culinary taboo. On Easter Sunday, I myself enjoyed a hot cross bun filled with extra mature cheddar cheese. What do you think of that, Susie? Anyway, back to the podcast and the accompanying washing up. Keep doing what you're doing, your like-minded friend, and that's Duncan from Cardiff. Bye, 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 bye. Actually, cheese I'm fine with.
Sorry, I'm just still crunching on some toast.
I can see. Go on.
Alfie made that bread. He made that bread.
He made the bread.
Mm.
Is he baking now?
Mm.
I mean, that's impressive.
Not the hot cross buns.
No.
But he made the bread. There you go, you see. There you go.
I quite like a cheese and jam sandwich.
Oh, no, that's too much.
Do you think?
No, I'm joking. It's, yeah, no, that's like, it's kind of like a cheese and chutney, isn't it, sort of thing?
Well, yeah, I think it's like a poor man's cheese and chutney. It's what my granddad used to have for work, a cheese and jam sandwich with a flask of tea.
Oh, nice.
It's simple. I mean, I'd love that.
Mm. Grated cheese or slices?
Oh, I would say it would be grated, probably. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if Nan would go to the trouble. Maybe sliced.
Oh. Well, that's nice. Nice. There you go. But would you like it? I can imagine being grilled cheese on a hot cross bun would be extremely tasty.
Oh, yeah, that would be very good. But I'd need something sweet to go with it. Jam on top, yeah.
Mm.
Some sort of date chutney that you've got left over from Christmas.
Oh, yes, a quince jam.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yes, all these things.
But they're just jam, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, but it's just a way for Fortnum and Macon. It's just a way for Fortnum and Macon's to... What, Fortnum and...
Mason?
Mason. To market it, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Fortnum and Matron is actually...
Fortnum and Matron would be a very fun shopping experience. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's they get an older... A woman in her late 60s to shop with you while saying things like, do you really need that? I feel like you've got that. Have you not got that?
Mm. Mm.
I think they should offer that as a shopping experience.
It sounds like they do. But I'm glad that Duncan enjoyed our suggestion. That's very impressive, isn't it?
Thank you for getting in touch, Duncan. Okay, we've got another one before we go. Hello, Susie and Tom. Your fabulous podcast is a recent discovery for me through Homo Sapiens and your live show with Chris. The conceit, if you would describe it as such, of the you two just chatting about jack shit every week is brilliant. I'm laughing out loud during every single episode.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that you two are a funnier version of me and my friend Miranda, though only slightly funnier, obvs, that bit's in brackets. She's not a lesbian, but she does love a comfortable shoe. We are both going to a show in Oxford, Tom, at the beginning of May, so please give us a shout out. Miranda would love that. Brackets, not. I grew up in Denmead. Oh, my God. That is so close.
Merrymead? Oh.
No, it's really close to Portsmouth, a village just north of Portsmouth. And like Susie, I too am a veteran of the Portsmouth and Gosport music festivals playing the piano. Happy times. Now, what's it called when you have a question mark and an exclamation mark? It's a great word, isn't it? What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's got a term.
Oh, it's got a term. I bet Emma knows. Emma, producer, what's it called? It's called like a...
Well, when they're together, it's an interrobang.
That's it, an interrobang. Oh. Thank you, producer Emma. Keep your voice in. Don't cut that.
Interrobang.
Anyway, an interrobang. An interrobang.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you for letting us in on your friendship. A fun fact before I go. Strap-on is no parts backwards. What are the chances of that?
Interesting to know.
And finally, a genuine line overhired by my aunt about 40 years ago in a health food shop in Waterlooville, small clang Susie.
Mm.
Well, you don't see much, do you, in a burgundy bowl. R.I.P. Victoria Wood.
Oh.
Lots of love, Paul.
Oh, Paul, what a lovely...
Oh, I think it's lots of buys. L.O.B., lots of buys. Paul. Thank you, Paul.
Firstly, I didn't know L.O.B. was becoming a thing. Lob.
Well, is that what it means? I feel like it means lots of buys.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, but I didn't know that. Lots of buys. Oh, I'm impressed. Is that come about because
of us
off using lots of buys?
I would say it's us.
Full lob. Wow. Full,
isn't that a term for having a... If you've got like a lob on, isn't that a thing?
Probably.
Don't mention having a lob on it in case people are listening with their frail aunts. And anything else before we go, Thomas? Oh, that was lovely, wasn't it? Paul did the music festivals like I did.
Right. And piano, very, very, you know, often for our like-minded friends, I think is a popular instrument, as it was for me, because you can play it on your own. You don't need to socialise or explain yourself to anybody. Although, to be honest, if you are playing the easy version of Les Miserables, you probably are giving away more than you realise. But
yes.
The thing is, it's a reason to shut yourself away in a practice room in the music block at lunchtime.
Yes,
and you don't have to sort of be around.
I would assume Paul's quite good as well to be doing music festivals.
Oh, you have to be to do the Gosport.
The Gospel Music Festival, honestly, it's up there with the Tonys.
Is it? Is it like a nice Stedford? Yeah.
If you imagine the Tonys in a school hall.
I can imagine. I can imagine the sheer stress and lots of anxiety holding piano or music.
Yes.
Sheet music.
Whilst your mum has a cup of tea from a polystyrene cup.
Yes. And doesn't, you know, isn't as nervous as you are.
No, not at all. And having to pay like £1 to get in to a lady in a silk shirt.
Yes.
With one of those tin money boxes.
A lady with a silk shirt seems to have inspired you, though, Suze, because that's often something you wear. So I think we know where that style
well, there you
comes
go.
From. And I noticed you, you've been setting out a little tin biscuit box.
That's true. And I do. And when people hang out with me, I do ask them to give me a pound. Pound for the kitty.
Pound for the kitty, please. And then do you give them a sort of folded over A4 program?
Yes, I do. I say, this is what I'll be talking about this evening.
This is just on an evening out.
Yep. Here's the monologues I've got ready to go. Galloper pays my fiery pretty steed to Phoebus Lodgings.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So do get in touch if you'd like me to audition for your friendship group.
Do get in touch. I was in a music shop recently and I bought these little post-it notes, which have pianos around the outside.
Love, love, love.
And these ones say, gone shopping. Chopin.
Yes, very
Bach
good.
Soon. Lovely sort of thing. I bought them for my friend Alexa because she was very much someone like that who'd had like a treble clef on the end of a pencil.
Yes.
And I bought those as a little piece of nostalgia.
I think the little piano going around the, I mean, what a post-it note, that feels very sort of 9-year-old child who's doing piano lessons, which I love.
Yeah. Very much up my street.
Very much up your street, up your boulevard.
Yes. Not the boulevard of broken dreams. The boulevard of dreams. And as I say, if anybody does want to put on that production of Oliver,
yes,
exclamation mark, maybe with a question mark as well, to make it an interrobang.
Or an interrobang.
Then do get in touch. We are
maybe it could be called Oliver interrobang.
Interrobang Oliver.
Yeah, yes. Something like that.
Or listen, it could be Oliver with an I in brackets in the middle. Olivier. No, Olivier. As in Olivier Awards.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it? Because then it would be very easy when we win the award.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, great.
Olivier? Okay.
Olivier.
That's how good Olivier.
I think that would be a nice thing to do. Well, listen, I know there are a lot of theatrical people that listen to the show.
There's a lot of producers listen to this show.
Hey, Mr. Producer.
We are an absolute fest of musical theatre investment. So let us know. We'll book the band. I'll pop on a top hat.
We'll book the band. I'll speak to, is it Nika Burns that owns all the theatres in the West End?
She owns some of them, I think. Yeah,
I'll give her a ring. I don't know if anyone, but I'm sure I can track it down.
Or Andy Lloyd Webber.
Andy Lloyd Webber.
I'm sure he'd be interested. I'm sure he'd love it. Pop us on at the Palladium, would you, love?
And, go on, babe. Does he own the Plaids?
Yes. It's an LW Theatre. Done a lovely job there. And Drury Lane. Lovely place to walk around Drury Lane.
Yeah, but don't do the ghost tour. You'll be frightened forever.
Oh, don't do a ghost tour. The Portsmouth one, actually. That's the most frightening. Anyway.
Really?
That's what I've
heard. Don't tell me that. I drive there all the time. I don't want to accidentally bring back a ghost in the car.
Oh, no. They wouldn't get in the car.
Have you not seen Ghost Stories?
Yes, but that's different.
Is that different? Okay, fine. Right. We better go.
We'd better.
If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
If I don't see you through the window, I will also see you through the week.
Have a lovely time in Halifax and Liverpool.
Thank you. And Suze, you have a lovely week too. Have you got a busy week planned?
I'm on a writing deadline, so I am really focusing on that.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's nice. You can lock yourself away, have a nice routine.
I'm going to lock myself away.
It's very restorative.
Alice has actually locked me in my office, so that's fine.
Quite right.
Finish it!
I will finish it. Great, Suze. Well, keep going. And
we'll
look forward to catching up next week.
Yes, we will. Okay, dear. Bye.
All right, bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.